I know you're busy, and I don't want to take up all of your time here. So, I guess last question came from Shelley. How can we help in the war against the Jewish porn dragon, and are there some good resources we could check out to make that happen?
Yeah, well, you can go to my website on my discussion board and post your ideas at tonycircle.com/campaign. You can vote for candidates like me for Congress. You can tell people in this district. You can contact the media and ask them to interview Tony Zirkle. You can call CNN and ask them to publish that interview they had yesterday.
Right.
You can write your congressman. You can run for public office. Congress is a great office to run for because you get national media attention if you can come up with a good idea. I mean, I haven't spent any money until last week, and now I'm all over the press and the internet, and so I just started going to some TV commercials. But, you know, don't buy it. Don't send them money. You know, it's a supply and demand factor, so if you're spending money on porn videos or hotels, don't do it. If you want to pick which hotel you want to go to one of the hotels that doesn't have porn on their TVs in their bedrooms. You know, write letters to the CEOs. Ask them to stop selling these porn videos on their TVs.
There's a lot of good Christian places to stay. If you, you know, sometimes you got to look for them. But you know.
Maybe on your website you can say, hey, these are a list of approved places that don't support the porn industry. These are the hotels. These are the restaurants. You know, these are the industries that don't give health care people. You know, you could do that on your website.
That's right. Well, I guess we didn't even get into homosexuality. I don't know if you want to just kind of go out on that. I know you're a busy man.
Sure. You know, it's fascinating. There's only two places in the entire scriptures where it talks about the phrase, the smoke of a great furnace. One is in Genesis 19, and with Sodom, and the other one is in Revelation 9. One of the most popular interpretations, and the best one I could find so far about Revelation 9, you know, the 7 trumpets that it talks about an Islamic military attack on the West as a judgment for corrupt Christianity. And John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, also took that position. And it talks about the smoke of the great furnace in that text, too. So it could be very well that the more immoral the West is, the stronger militant Islam is. So I've said, you know, one of my sound bites is that the most effective weapon of mass destruction is porn prostitution in all its forms. And the Achilles heel of militant Islam is social Western reform. The Turks were at the gates of Vienna before the Reformation. They became known as the sick men of the East afterwards.
And just, I don't mean to keep doing one more question, but somebody just emailed about this, is how can we expect our men to fight on the side of God if they are engaged in self-abuse via the porn industry?
That's an outstanding question. And that's what porn intentionally promotes among men, is that it's self-abuse, voyeuristic voyeurism. Self-abusing voyeurism is what porn is all about.
So, which could also lead to homosexuality. You watch somebody, doing that.
In fact, the porn industry there's actually studies on the Playboy Centerfold that there's been such an intentional targeting of young white Christian women that the feminine bodies among the white women may be affected already. They're becoming more and more androgynous. If you take all the large busted and hippie women and you pimp them all out and they don't have children, or if you promote lesbianism in that group, it does have an effect over a couple of generations.
So they're trying to erase all gender difference whatsoever, so it don't even matter.
They're targeting the most beautiful women that appeal to men, and the women that are going to be left. I mean, if we keep doing this for a few more generations, we might only have left the Rosie O'Donnells and the Norbert's left.
We could just breed out the beauty and the gender differences, and until we got this just kind of androgynous thing.
Exactly. Yeah, their waists are bigger and their hips are smaller.
That's just I don't understand America sometimes. I just do not. But anyway, all right. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you're in the middle of a campaign. You got your primary coming up on Tuesday. Any final words you want to say?
Well, I just say the Republican Party needs to be honest and stand up and debate me and stop acting like a Nazi. They want to call me a Nazi, but they're engaging in Nazi tactics and telling the biggest lies. You know, I'm out to help people of all races, not out to discriminate against them. You know, know, I'm out to go after the pornography industry, which is destroying our society from within. So my call is to the leaders of the Republican Party to stop acting this way and be honest and let me respond and let's have a fair and open debate so we can improve our society.
All right. Well, God bless you.